Since the 1960s, the White House has held a conference on aging aimed at finding new ways to improve the lives of older Americans. The next conference will be in Washington, D.C. on July 13th. Regional forums have been taking place around the nation in recent weeks, and one of them was in Tampa. This afternoon on Florida Matters, we'll bring you highlights of that discussion that took place at Hillsborough Community College in Ybor City. In this preview, AARP Executive Vice President Nancy LeMond and Becky Morgan, a law professor and elder law expert at Stetson University, explain how to protect your identity and your money.
For those of you who get email, how many of you have ever gotten an offer to, get hired for something for someone you don't know, or perhaps if you would only give your bank account number, this person in another country is going to put millions in your account for you? It happens to all of us, and we have to think about how we're going to be more effective in fighting consumer scams and frauds. The Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. Postal Service, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Social Security, lots of different federal agencies working together to deal with these particular issues. It's so exciting to see that this White House Conference on Aging has as one of its four priorities elder justice. We've done it before, we're doing it again. It's a positive and important step, and I hope that we're able to achieve coordinated and an increased response to the growing problem of elder abuse.
We have a number of questions here that really speak to the other side, not what government is doing or nonprofits to help people. But can you give us some advice? What should individuals do themselves? Are there three, four, five things that you'd recommend? I think we saw a lot of hands. A lot of people use email, and probably even more answer the telephone. What can individuals do? We have a number of questions along that line.
It's important to be a smart consumer, and you can't just take, unfortunately, people at their word anymore when you're dealing with folks who maybe come to your door and want to trim your trees or sod your lawn or repair your roof. You've got to be a really smart consumer, and you've got to be proactive. There's a lot of good materials out there for consumers to educate themselves from different agencies, and these are free pieces of information. You need to be able to say no, and you don't have to worry about being rude. Sign up for the do not call list. Sign up for the do not call list. You can also get yourself off the junk mail list. And you need to check your credit reports. You can get them free. Make sure you get your credit reports. Monitor your statements from your bank. Monitor your statements from your credit cards. Be careful with your personal information. How many was that? I lost track. That was a lot. And really protect yourselves, because it's becoming so commonplace these days that it happens to us all the time. My credit card went shopping in Canada over Christmas. I didn't go with it. I wasn't invited, evidently. I'm evidently a lucky person because I won the Brazilian lottery. Twice in the same day. This morning, I got two email offers from people I don't even know who want to hire me, and I'm sure they're going to pay me a lot of money. So it happens to everybody. So be smart. Don't be afraid to say no. Get a shredder. Get on the do not call list. Check your credit report. Look at your statements.
Some pretty good advice there. Becky Morgan is a professor and elder law expert at Stetson University, and Nancy LeMond is with AARP. They were part of a panel discussion in Tampa leading up to the White House Conference on Aging next month in Washington, D.C. That, by the way, was the only regional forum held in the entire Southeast, and you can hear highlights from it on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.